mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our society speeds up more and more. People are running around frantic in all directions because life has gotten so complex. Some of this is by government social architect design, but some of it is just a byproduct of the society that we ourselves have built by the decisions that we all make. And the news overload is just getting unbelievable. I literally have 150 news stories in front of me. Every one of them I could spend an hour on. If I was going to give it justice and dissect it and analyze it and get your comments on it. We've got the battle for Fallujah going on and everything swirling around that. Holy war, evangelical Marines prepare for battle openly. The Muslims are over there praying to their God and the Christians are praying to theirs. And this is being broadcast around the world to hype up religious war. Meanwhile, Japan, this is from their own major publications, as well as the communist publications in China. Japan's defense agency sets three scenarios of China attack to attack China. Also, Terror Watch site says Al Jazeera won't air new Bin Laden tape. Militant's website comment, the Bin Laden tape, where he says, how dare you not vote for Kerry. I mean, who really believes that's Bin Laden? I know you believe Steve McQueen's really back out pitching Mustangs and other Ford products. No, he's been dead since 1980, and it's a similar story with from all the evidence we have of Bin Laden. Article here out of USA Today. This is the paper they use to tell the general public how they're slaves. CIA role inside the United States. We're going to fight terror and crime. Amazing. Also, Canada, New Zealand, Australia are all reporting record numbers of U.S. citizens wanting to leave the country. What, you want to jump out of the frying pan into the oven or out of the oven into the furnace? And a young man went and committed suicide at Ground Zero in New York, protesting President Bush being reelected. I mean, I can't imagine somebody killing themselves for a more stupid reason. I'm really sad for this young man's family. But don't you know it was all staged, that Kerry was for all the same policies, except for maybe some distractionary issue, diversionary issue, like gay marriage? I'm not saying that issue isn't important, but to the globalists, it was a distraction from all the other issues. They used it as a political football. I mean, there's really no difference between Bush and Kerry on key issues. And this poor guy went and committed suicide there. We'll be talking about that. Also, the Boston newspaper. Will the chip advance civilization? It says, or will it dehumanize humanity? School backpacks getting their trackable chips. Google censors Abu Ghraib torture images. Shame on Google. More on under-the-hood Big Brother systems that are in all your new cars now that nobody wanted to tell you about while they were putting them in. And this Chuck Baldwin editorial from last Friday, I didn't have time to get to. I want to today. Christians and conservatives can go back to sleep now because the boogeyman is gone. That's the Constitution Party's VP, good friend of the program, and writes great stories weekly. We'll be reading that. Also, there's another article here I want to go over by Kaminsky, talking about the election and why are the Democrats pulling their hair out. I mean, look at what Bush's cousin did, didn't even contest it. Folks, this is only the tip of the iceberg. There is so much coming up today. You do not want to miss it. The website's InfoWars.com.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A global government is upon us. And so that we do not struggle out of the grasp, the clutches of this diabolical system, the New World Order gives you a false left-right choice. Evil America versus the loving good UN. Or if you're an American, good America versus the evil UN. Or Republican versus Democrat. When in reality, the policies are almost identical. As the police state and the formation of a cashless society control grid goes into place, there's no debate between the parties, between Americans and Europeans, between Tories and Labor and Republicans and Democrats on that. And so by having false choices, they make most people fall into the control of this system, and thus our journey towards slavery is complete until we wake up to this false left-right paradigm. Well, our government told Iraqi civilians to flee the rebel city of Fallujah last Friday. That was kind of hard to do because I have the other Pentagon reports where they would not allow people to leave the city. They locked down the city and locked down the borders of Iraq itself. And meanwhile, Iraq rebels struck before U.S. attack over the weekend and went in and took over different types of facilities. Rebels shot dead 21 Iraqi policemen in cold blood, on Sunday, a day after killing 34 people in attacks on security forces, and a clear show of force ahead of the imminent U.S. offensive on insurgents in Fallujah and Ramadi. Meanwhile, they keep saying that the government of Iraq has declared martial law or a civil emergency. But, again, it's a puppet government installed, and now they've sent our soldiers into the city. U.S. soldiers stormed part of Fallujah today. U.S. forces stormed into the western outskirts of Fallujah early Monday, seizing the main city hospital and securing two key bridges over the Euphrates River in what appears to be the first stage of the long-expected assault on the insurgent stronghold, where they had 2 months to dig in because Bush ordered the Pentagon not to attack until after the election, which will make it four times harder. That's the estimate of the Pentagon. An AC-130 gunship raked the city with 40-millimeter cannon fire. Oh, very precision guided. And explosions from U.S. artillery lit up the night sky. They're just turning the place into mincemeat. Intermittent artillery fire blasted southern and northern neighborhoods of Fallujah, and orange fireballs from high-explosive airbursts could be seen above the rooftops. All that's going to happen is insurgents are going to dig in the basements. It's going to kill a bunch of civilians. And when our troops roll in, they'll be 10 times the opposition. And that's what all the former special forces chiefs are saying. That's what troops in country officers are leaking out to people. Some of them are publicly saying it and getting arrested. This is not going to work, and it's not meant to work, folks. It's meant to keep the war going on under the Pentagon plan, P2OG, to actually create more opposition, just like Vietnam. We've got to win the hearts and minds of these people. And for every insurgent they kill, they estimate 5 new insurgents are created. Hey, bring them on, though. You're a chicken hawk who dodged the draft and ran off with a deferment with a silver spoon in your mouth. It's a great American tradition, like Bill Clinton and the rest of them. Then so what? Bring them on. So U.S. soldiers storm part of Fallujah. They have photos here out of the Washington Post, AP photos, with the soldiers writing out their last letters home in case they die. And it's just amazing to see this happening. But they're calling it a state of emergency in Iraq. Borders closed. Iraqi Prime Minister Ayed Alawi announced today a state of emergency in certain parts of the country, including the closure of borders in Baghdad Airport. Alawi told a news conference Baghdad's international airport would be closed for 48 hours, and the borders with Syria and Jordan would be closed until further notice, except for trucks carrying food. He also announced a curfew in Fallujah and Ramadi for 24 hours, beginning at 7 p.m., except for medical and rescue teams and employees in basic services such as bakeries and water and electricity companies. And I've got stacks of reports of water workers, people out driving trash trucks. Our troops don't like the looks of them. They just blow the trash trucks up, and then somebody's injured begging for their lives. And our troops walk right over and blow their heads off. And a lot of neocon sickos go, yeah, kill them all, kill them, kill them. Folks, we went in and took over this country. They're not all enemies of the globalists. A lot of them want to submit, want to be slaves. And the insurgents, you know, most of them were people who were basically on our government's side until they saw the tyranny. So, again, I mean, I hear these bloodthirsty psychopaths going, nuke the whole country, kill them all, kill them. So what if we rape and kill? It's a war. But I thought Saddam was bad because he raped and killed. Just amazing. So we have that state of emergency going on over there right now, and I'll get more into this a little bit later. Some other news items that I wanted to cover here, also of great import. I mean, this just illustrates what your neocons are doing to you. This just shows what they're really all about. Abortion remark by GOP senator puts heat on peers. This is last Friday. Angry conservatives flooded Senate phone and fax lines on Friday, demanding that Republicans prevent Senator Arlen Specter from presiding over the Judiciary Committee after he remarked that strongly anti-abortion judicial nominees might be rejected in the Senate. Republican lawmakers and top Senate aides, speaking privately for the most part, said that the uproar from the right was becoming an immediate problem for Mr. Specter, a Pennsylvania lawmaker who was coveted the chairmanship. They said while it was likely he would still get the post, It is no longer a certainty. He's not out of the woods, said one Senate aide who is closely monitoring developments on the Judiciary Committee, echoing a statement and sentiment expressed by Republican senators and other party officials. Most of Republicans said they initially believed that Mr. Spector's subsequent clarification would protect him. Mr. Spector said he did not mean his remarks as a warning to Mr. Bush not to nominate the Supreme Court a judge who would not be inclined to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. But the Republican official said that the continuing resistance to his taking the chairmanship of the committee that examines judicial nominees was being fanned by conservative talk radio hosts and groups outraged over his comments. And then one lawmaker, one senator, told the New York Times that, well, we got to stand strong and show these people that they're not the boss. Now, it goes on to admit that Arlen Specter is pro-abortion, that Arlen Specter is against nominees that are anti-abortion, and that Bush is pushing to make him the chairman of this committee. But here's the problem. Neocon followers don't understand that Bush is pro-open border, pro-gun control, pro-UNESCO, increased abortion funding. This is just admitted. And that he did nothing to stop the wholesale slaughter of millions of children a year in this country. Nothing. And I don't want to hear that Bush can't do anything. They have control of the House, the Senate, so that's the legislative. They have the judiciary, the Supreme Court, and most of the state courts, and most of the federal courts, 30-plus state governors, and they have the executive. They've got it all. They even got more seats in the Senate, more seats in the House. And instead of Bush repudiating Arlen Specter, this neocon chieftain, and putting somebody pro-life in there, you watch. Bush is going to make sure through the Senate that Arlen Specter gets that coveted seat, and you're not going to see abortion outlawed in this country. By the way, the New York Times goes on to praise Arlen Specter and talk about how great he is and how good he is and how it's good that Republicans are standing up to the evil right wing. The outpouring illustrated how the party's conservative wing has been emboldened by the White House victory and a strengthening of Republican majorities in Congress, potentially raising new hazards for moderate Republicans who might want to break from the president or House or Senate leadership on major issues. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill said the attempt to quickly exert the influence could work in Mr. Specter's favor. They said that after an energizing election, senators would not necessarily want their first action to be jettisoning Mr. Specter under pressure from outside groups. Quote, we need to show some discipline and not overreact, one said, to the far right of the party. So see, now you're far right in the Republican Party if you're against abortion. You're far right if you're with 80-plus percent of Americans, Democrats included, and don't want wide-open borders. You're far right if you're with 65% of the nation and the Second Amendment, if you're against any form of gun control. You're far right. I mean, it's a joke, people. So just go back to sleep, and in 4 years you'll still have your abortion. Bush has expanded every great society welfare project ever invented, to use the words of Chuck Baldwin. I'm disgusted. And while Bush badmouths the UN out of one side of his mouth, the rhetoric, his actions are to actually increase it and sign over more of our sovereignty to it.
Well, I don't care. He's better than Kerry. He's at least better.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if Kerry would have been elected? Then the conservatives wouldn't have gone to sleep, and we could have done something about all of this. Or imagine if the Constitution Party would have gotten Michael Perutka in there. What would have happened? All right, there's just so much more news. And what happens is I get kind of sped up here trying to cover it all and kind of stumble over it. But there is so much here. We're going to cover it all today. Just the Big Brother section is about 2 inches thick. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
How could the government get us to accept the devaluation of the dollar of 40%? How could the government get us to accept having almost all of our high-tech and factory jobs shipped overseas? How could the government get us to accept national ID cards and cameras in school bathrooms and in the corporations? Well, they get us to rally around the flag, the plastic American flag made by slaves in China, during a outside threat, during a holy war. Then any angst or anger we have about deteriorating conditions will be the fault of the enemies. Then you look at who creates these enemies, and it's the same globalist. sucking our country dry. Meanwhile, my friends, Japan, a couple years ago, said they were going to start developing nuclear weapons. They have more nuclear reactors than anybody else on the planet. Japan's defense agency set three scenarios of China attack. Japanese agency officials established in internal meetings three scenarios of possible attacks on Japan by China as the agency prepares to revamp national defense strategy, agency sources said Sunday. The scenarios are attacks stemming from disputes over ocean resources and territorial claims over the Shinkai Islands, as well as the clash across the Taiwan Strait, they said. All the scenarios are assumptions for discussions on Japan's future defense capability. They indicate a strong warning that China is a threat and are likely to further upset Beijing amid the ongoing political standoff over the development of the gas fields in the East China Sea as a territorial dispute over the islands. The scenarios are stipulated in the final report compiled in September by the agency's Committee on Defense Capability. The agency has not made the report public, as it will be used for further discussions on the revision of the National Defense Program outline, they said. And Japan is out of constitution since our government set up a puppet government there when MacArthur was in country for a decade. And they are not allowed to have offensive forces, though now they have built one of the largest militaries in Asia, second only to China, in the last decade. And now their factories are bristling with submarines, destroyers, cruisers, jet fighter aircraft, tanks, and a lot of secret programs that have now been hinted at. And if you think the Japanese can make lots of little digital cameras and lots of cheap, well-operating cars, just wait till we find out about their the full magnitude of their rearmament program that's going on right now feverishly. And again, feverishly is the operative word here. So the whole world arming to the teeth, a massive global escalation in weaponry. What's happening with our economy, though, is, well, really a big thing that we should all be concerned about. I earlier mentioned what's happening with the dollar. And it's funny, I talk to most adults, and they don't even know what it means to have a weakening dollar. The dollar plunged to even greater record lows over the weekend and today, and our good ally, our good buddies that our government's giving all of our jobs and our technologies to, that the Fortune 500's in a love fest with. You watch CFR discussions on C-SPAN, and they'll talk about China is the future. We're being dismantled right now. They're using the husk of what we were as the military force to complete the New World Order and take over any, quote, rogue nations. But China's the model, a billion and a quarter good little slaves. And they're dumping dollars en masse. Japan's starting to dump dollars. Europe's dumping dollars. Cuba's dumped their dollars. Latin America's starting to dump dollars. And the dollar is plunging. And Gerhard Schroeder came out on Saturday, El Chancellor of Deutschland, and said, hey, we're going to do nothing. We think this dropping dollar is a good thing. Now, understand, they're going to later bring down the euro as well. But the reason they're doing this with the dollar right now, and then their own policy reports that we've gotten from the World Bank say this, is to go, see, we can't compete against the euro. We've got to have the Amero. And don't worry, every country will still have its own note, but they'll have the same digital information in them, and they'll be dollarized, and it'll be called the Amero. And they're going to merge both the euro and the Amero, and the Asian denomination into the Phoenix, that's their admitted, already designed global currency. But don't hold your breath for Peter Jennings and Dan Rather and Rush Limbaugh to tell you about that one. We'll come back, talk about more of this, and start taking your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, my friends, it is Monday, the 8th day of November 2004. Dylan, Manda, Fred, others, your calls are coming up. I want to go over Chuck Baldwin's great editorial he wrote. Christians and conservatives can go back to sleep now because the boogeyman is gone. Plus, there's another editorial here written by another patriot about the election. Really, I'd say the final word on it, so we'll be going over both of these. I will also detail gold hit 16-year high on the weak dollar. Dollar expected to fall amid China's rumored selling, and much, much more. I mean, this show is just going to be jam-packed because I've never had this much important news. It's total overload. I'm chomping at the bit here. But before we go to these calls and start reading these articles, I was just very impressed with some of the work that some local Austinites are doing. And so I invited James Ebert on the broadcast for a few minutes. They've been going into court and fighting the corrupt court systems. They've been locally training people how to fight the system. And they've got an author and researcher in town today who's going to be doing a seminar tonight. And no, this is not an infomercial. They're not sponsors of this show. I just think it's something you should know about. Freedom-school.com. Because they're really having an effect. And things similar to this should be set up in every city. In fact, similar things are being set up in every city. So for this mini interview, James Ebert, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you bet. Freedom-school.com, and it's too late to register for this thing, this three-hour seminar tonight on the website, but folks can do that. Well, I guess if they do it right now, I guess they could, but you've got to leave in about an hour, so if they don't register there, they can do it tonight, I guess, at the place where you're having this.
That's correct. Yeah, we'd love to have you. We've got a few places open yet, and it's going to begin right at 6 o'clock tonight at a place called Joy East, which is on Riverside Drive, 2410 Riverside Drive, for those in the area here.
Now, that's a Chinese food restaurant.
Yes, sir. And they've got a large large selection buffet, which goes together with the seminar. So we plan to feed your mind and your body.
Well, I keep procrastinating to get Mr. Stevens on the show. His book, Adventures in Legal Land, is excellent, and he's going to be there tonight. And, you know, we've had George Gordon on the show, does a great job, and has won at the Supreme Court different cases. We've had a lot of other legal scholars on the broadcast, people that come at this from different angles. Mark Stevens comes from it from a little bit different perspective. Kind of in a nutshell, encapsulate that for us.
Well, Mark's a veteran of about 10 years in what he calls legal land, and legal land is that strange place where sometimes black is white and white is black and other strange things. And he's come to know the right questions to ask to put them into a box that they can't quite get out of. And remember, if they can't prove their case, they might go ahead and make it anyway, but if they can't really prove their case, they're going to be showing themselves up as being incompetent. And with these questions and the proper attitude, you can go in and pretty much take care of yourself. It's a great opportunity for people to learn things that they probably wouldn't have learned otherwise.
And I was talking to you last night. If we don't deal with this court system, the New World Order is going to win.
Well, it's the sinister New World Order that you keep referring to, and these folks, they're out to win at any cost, and that means you and I are the cost. And if we don't stand up and promote ourselves, you remember, Alex, this country was founded on individualism.
Well, it was also founded because the government came to confiscate guns, the government had corrupt court systems, the government was abusing people and had puppet courts that were not dispensing justice. In fact, that was some of the original complaints in the committees of correspondence, was that the courts were a complete fraud, and they've now basically gotten back to that point, or if it's possible, even worse.
I would go for so far as to say even worse. I would ask the listeners there to pick up a copy of the Declaration of Independence and read the entire document, not just the first words. And tell me what the difference between what it was 230-some-odd years ago as it is today. And Mark is just a very articulate young man. He's been doing this for a while. And we here in Austin, as you say, have been doing what we can to fight this sinister New World Order. And this is just one more effort that we put forth, bringing Mark into town and giving the people here locally an opportunity to learn from him.
Well, I would add the reason I want to promote this, not just because it's good information, a good perspective, and again, there's no cure-all, folks. The courts are criminal. They don't even follow their own laws, but this is a somewhat more successful a system than some of the others I've seen out there. Nothing's perfect, but it is useful that Mark, on his own time, is here in town to also help some people with their own court cases the next few days, and I appreciate him doing that, helping some people out that I'm friends with. And so that's why I'm here also supporting what he's doing. How long are you going to be at the office? How long can people still go to the website freedom-school.com and register for it through PayPal before they have to come and register there at the door?
Oh, probably about 30, 40 minutes more.
And
yours truly is the chauffeur and the pickup man and the gopher and the builder and the whole nine yards.
So you're the CEO, chief cook, bottle washer, window cleaner, yeah.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
I know how it is. Again, freedom-school.com or the Joy West, because there's a couple different.
Alex, Joy East.
Joy East.
There is no Joy West that I'm aware of, but
well,
Joy
well, I'm dyslexic, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's my excuse. Hey, thanks for coming on.
The address is 2410 East Riverside, and we will have a few seats for this private event tonight, so, and it starts right at 6 o'clock sharp. We want to hit the ground running and give the people a good full 3 hours of learning experience tonight.
All right, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Alex, and keep up the great work you're doing.
I will, my friend. James has done so much for families here in town. He has successfully, in many cases, when their lawyers aren't helping them, and they're in a lot of trouble over the most petty of issues. I've seen James go out and sit in court all day, even though he has a very successful web design business. I think he runs and designs over 100 websites. You know, normal, smart, middle-class guy. And James is running around helping everybody, and so is Mark Stevens. So I just wanted to support what they're doing, and it's valuable stuff. Okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and go to Dylan and Manda and Fred and others, and then I'll get to this Chuck Baldwin article and then some serious news items concerning the dollar. Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people get confused with terms and all, and you just mentioned the middle class, and the middle class is arguably the freest element in our society. Society without a class is, look back in history, and I dare anyone to try to find a free society in a society without a middle class, and the current neocon administration has nothing to do with promoting conservative, what I call conservative values, that help the middle class.
In the last decade, whether they say we're in a recession or a boom, the middle class has shrunk, according to all the economic indicators, by 40%. It is disappearing. And what is the middle class? In Mexico or North Korea or in China or in ancient Rome or in feudal England, you have a tiny one-half of 1%, the nobility, ruling over 90-plus percent that is the slave class, subsistence, and about 9.5% that are a mid-level servant class to the elite, but still are totally dependent on that elite. In a middle class, a product of the Renaissance and leaving the mercantile command and control system, we had a middle class. And now that middle class is disappearing. Corporate, private, government debts are at all-time levels. Our currency is rapidly approaching that of the ruble or the peso, and the average American doesn't even know what that means.
Well, I'd like to talk about something that's rather acute and local. Here in Austin, Texas, there is now a mold that you can smell in the municipal water supply. My wife started talking about it a few days ago. We drink out of Berkey filters, and we use the aeronizer. A few days ago, my wife started talking about the water smelled or tasted different, and then my mother and sister confirmed that too. The water from their residence, from my mother's job and another location they're out about, and the water. I was noticing also in my office a smell coming up from a drain for about a couple of weeks now, but we've had some weird plumbing in the past, but it was a new smell. But then when my wife and my mother and sister started saying, oh, yeah, water tastes quite different, smells different, and check this out, Alex. A while back, we lived in an apartment that had some water problems, and there was, like, interior mold, and the tiniest bit of water leak in the bathroom would leave our bathroom smelling like stale cigarette smoke. That's how this mold smells.
Listen, I appreciate your call. It's funny that you called and mentioned this because obviously we purify our water too. And I've noticed that water coming out of the tap that we use to wash dishes and stuff has been stinking. And we don't live in an apartment. And have other people in Austin noticed this? Manda in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is my first time to call. I just wanted to commend you. I was listening to you for the first time last week. I started listening to your program on air, and I heard you mention to a caller that rang from California, and he was asking about how to educate himself and what to do, and then I really commend you and what you recommended. And I also heard you mention to your callers to start watching C-SPAN. I've been in America for a couple of years, and I started watching C-SPAN about a year ago, and it is the most informative and educational thing that there is on television. And I'm just astounded that more Americans don't realize that they have this program on television. Washington Journal in the mornings, and then you've got Book TV on Channel 59 here in Colorado.
Well, what's interesting about it is that you'll see CFR meetings where they go.
Exactly.
We're going to have a global government. We're going to take all your rights. They'll
exactly.
have the Pentagon on going, we're going to attack everyone. We're going to have a national draft. It's for global government.
It's
the Pentagon
there.
Works for the private corporations. I mean, they just admit it all. And then people say, well, Alex, you've got conspiracy theories. None
right.
of this is a conspiracy. It's all public.
And not just that. The Council on Foreign Relations puts out a foreign affairs journal, and it also lists inside there, they have articles that are written usually by academics and other experts. And
by the way, Henry Kissinger has written another article calling for global government.
I'm not surprised.
But global government doesn't exist. You see, the double think is if you say it exists and it's good, we'll give you a master's degree and make you a tenured professor. But the minute you say it exists but it's bad, you're insane, probably schizophrenic.
The problem also is that the American people have been so dumbed down that they don't know and they're not educated enough to know. It's the school system. You have people graduating who are barely literate, barely able to even put together a paragraph.
And the government then increases education funding because that's the goal. We've had the former number two in the Reagan administration, Department of Education, on. She has the documents. It was done by design starting in the 20s to teach people how to not think. In fact, kindergarten, the German model, is a Prussian model of how to make the children automatons.
Yes. There are many, many books out there that allude to exactly that point, that it's a deliberate dumbing down of the system. So people are no longer able to critically analyze and to question, and they're not encouraged to question, because if people are educated, then they're going to know. If people know who their elected officials are, do their research on who these people are, their background, their education, their careers, their political careers, the people in the Bush administration, who these people are, people will then know. They'll be able to see through what's going
well,
on.
Well, I mean, you know, the same corporations, the same kingmakers, the same globalist thinkers run Bill Clinton's White House, George Bush's White House. It doesn't
exactly
matter.
The same people. It's exactly the same people pulling the strings. The people who are at the heads of the Council of Foreign Relations, people on the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Organization. And what happens in these meetings? Who knows?
Behind
closed doors.
Well, here's a sterling example. The Pan-American Union through the Free Trade Area of the Americas becomes law next year. You've already heard, folks, how we've got to pay Social Security to 30 Caribbean and American countries. Well, that's only part of it. Our highways, our police, our schools, our laws, our currency. We're going to have a capital in Atlanta. That's now official. Some debate it may be moved to Miami, but it looks like Atlanta. You tell the average person, hey, you heard of the EU, a lot of them will say, isn't that a conspiracy theory? I mean, they even say that.
They don't even know what the EU is.
Me and my wife are driving back from seeing a movie Saturday night. We're listening to KLBJ 590. And they actually had on the show a guy talking about the Federal Reserve. Just reading what's publicly known, that the Federal Reserve is private, it's admitted.
Unconstitutional.
And callers were calling in going, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then my wife called in and said, well, here's the problem. They issue the money, and then we got to pay interest on it.
Exactly.
And these private banks get to buy everything up with money machines they own. And then even the so-called guest goes, well, it's not a conspiracy like you say it is. It's just public. Well, we didn't say it was a conspiracy. We called it criminal because that is criminal. So, again, you tell people there's a Pan-American Union when, again, Bush and 2001, he goes to Canada. It's on C-SPAN. I taped it. They're openly signing deals to create the Pan-American Union. It's public. But because it wasn't on Tom Brokaw or Peter Jennings, and it's scary and people don't want to face it, They instantly rationalize and use that catch-all rationalization, that denial mechanism, that loyal opposition triggered, cognitive dissonance, anything to ignore a threat. Well, I just say it isn't true, it's a conspiracy theory.
That's exactly what they do. They label it as a conspiracy theory because they don't want to admit that there's truth, that it's truth.
It's like saying the moon in the sky at night is a conspiracy theory. It's like saying salt water in the Atlantic Ocean is a conspiracy theory.
Exactly.
It's like saying women give birth to children, not men, and they say, no, men give birth to children. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's like saying the sky is blue at high noon, and they say, no, it's purple. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just pointing out the facts. They're making people take microchips to have federal jobs. They're taking our freedoms. They're putting cameras in school bathrooms. It's real. We'll be back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When you watch the globalist on C-SPAN or you read one of their declassified documents or their public statements or you hear them on NPR, they'll say Americans have had it too good too long, our standard of living is too high, we've got to be globalized and have our standard brought down. See, when they say normalize wealth, they don't mean the whole world become wealthy. They mean a tiny elite going back to feudalism or serfdom. And I remember 2 years ago, year and a half ago, being in Kansas City, I was there to give a speech, and I was sitting there in my hotel room watching Bush and his Treasury Secretary, his new one, Snow, say that actually a weak dollar is a good thing, and this will help our exports. Which, in a negligible way, it's true. People will buy more American goods if their foreign currencies can come in here and buy up more. You know, it's like you go to a trip to Mexico because your dollar's, you know, worth 10 times that in pesos. But still, it means you're a third world country. And if already the basis of your industrial base has been shipped overseas, it has a negligible effect. Not to mention the fact that we can't compete against, you know, 20 cents an hour by slaves in China, slave wages, no workers' compensation, no regulation, no environmental standards, and a 40-plus percent tariff on us on average, and that's just one of 130-plus third-world countries we're competing against. They have tariffs on us, we don't have tariffs on them. How's that free market? It's designed to get the jobs out of the country. Meanwhile, the euro is 30% gold-backed. Gold hit 16-year high on weak dollar. Gold prices shot up to 16-year highs on Friday as the dollar fell to record lows against the euro. And President Bush's re-election made traders blush and bullish towards the precious metal. Oil prices started the day lower, then rallied to end the week higher as signals on technical prices charts and strong U.S. employment data from Washington sparked buying. Strong employment data. We've been hearing that for 10 years. Dollar expected to fall amid China's rumored selling. The dollar could slide further in spite of hitting an all-time low against the euro last week in the wake of George W. Bush's re-election, currency traders have said. The dollar sell-off has resumed amid fears among traders that Mr. Bush's victory will bring four more years of widening U.S. budget and current account deficits, highlighting geopolitical risk and a policy of benign neglect of the dollar. And, folks, all this means is our European owners, and that's who predominantly owns the U.S. It's not the Japanese or the Chinese like you heard during the 80s. It's the British, the Dutch, and the Germans, and the French. They own America. A few families. That's even in Ford's. They come in here, they buy the whole thing up. And now China's saying they're going to dump the dollar. It probably won't go down but another 10 cents. But having it already devalued by 40% is devastating enough. I mean, you got money in the bank. It's been devalued by 40%. And again, I talk to businessmen, and they don't know what that means. It's like we're mind-controlled, but a Mexican corn farmer who makes $2,000 a year knows all about it. What is... You're educated idiots. I'm talking to those out there that make jokes about... I mean, like I called into KLBJ and... There were good old boys calling in going, well, if the Federal Reserve is private, I'm sure they know what they're doing, and this is a good thing. That's another thing. They'll deny all this exists, and then when the Italian or Mexican government comes out and says, we're going to make all our police take a chip, or we're going to make all the U.S. military take chips. I told you about that years ago. Now they're starting to announce it. First it was it didn't exist. I'm a kook. I'm making it up. There's no plan to do this. And then now it's, okay, well, maybe we do need chips. I've heard them. Because, hey, I'm a business owner. I'm a member of the establishment. There ain't no way I'm getting put in a bad position. If I see something coming down that looks like slavery, I'll just say I'm part of it and say it's good, and then I ain't got to worry about it. Because I got the psychology of a rat. Well, you just keep thinking like that. You kiss your children's future goodbye. Terror.